The battle for Talarn was a matter of numbers. Numbers of ships, numbers of war machines, numbers of war machines damaged, numbers of war machines lost, numbers of crews, numbers of officers to lead crews, numbers of reserves to make more crews, numbers of stores, numbers of shells, numbers of bullets. The simple truth, believed by both sides, was that they were involved in a battle that would be decided by who had most and who would run out soonest. In the strategiums of the sightless Warren, the Iron Warriors calculated their active and potential strength ceaselessly. This was war as they had mastered it, the application of force and logistics until the enemy broke. Since they had come to Talarn, the numbers had changed drastically. They had begun with the overwhelming strength, and then seen that eroded by the fleabites of the resistance. They had pulled in more strength. Then the first forces loyal to the Emperor had arrived, and the advantage had shifted from overwhelming to simply significant. More had come to both sides, and losses for all had risen and risen. Which side possessed the numerical advantage had become far from clear. A new set of numbers became significant. The number of units each side had active on the surface. One side might have more war machines, or greater capacity to sustain or recover from damage, but if the other side could outnumber and overwhelm them for a short time, the reserves and stores would not matter. Governor Militant Delisarius called it the depth of cutting edge, and by the time of the third assault on the sightless Warren, it was the guiding principle of the Loyalist strategy. The raiding tactics of old had become the past. "Just one vast push at the right time and the battle will be done," went the oft-repeated wisdom amongst the Loyalists. Some commanders disagreed, some even took contradictory action, but their defiance meant little. It was a matter not of the small numbers or of individuals. The groundswell of force, of strength and weakness, as measured in hundreds of thousands, in millions, that was what mattered. And individuals held no significance.